The Amber Alert program operated by the U.S. Department of Justice has saved 510 children over the past decade. The program's a voluntary partnership between law enforcement, media, and transportation agencies to activate an urgent bulletin when a serious child abduction case occurs. The goal of an Amber Alert is to instantly galvanize a nation to assist in the search for and safe recovery of an abducted child. Eureka Springs Police Chief Earl Hyde, of course, receives Amber Alerts, but he's gone a step further, signing Eureka Springs up with the Child is Missing program.
The Child is Missing program is a program where If a child is reported missing, or an older person with Alzheimer's, student, et cetera, we can go there and get the information about that person, the description, maybe clothing, circumstances, where they were last seen, et cetera. And then we make a phone call to this organization, A Child is Missing, which is in Florida. They turn that into a recorded automated telephone call that goes out to a radius around the area where the person was last seen. So if you have an Alzheimer's patient who's wandered off and you know that they've only been gone for 15 minutes or 30 minutes, you might call and hit a radius of, say, 3 or 4 miles. If you've got a child that's been missing for an hour, you might call and hit a radius of, say, 10 miles. And they do that for us. They call every telephone number that they have. Now, of course, they don't have every telephone number because your cell phone's not a listed number, et cetera, et cetera. But people can get online at this A Child is Missing site, and they can register their phone number or their text messaging or their email to receive these alerts from this organization. The phone numbers or their contact information will not be sold, given to anybody. It is kept for that purpose only.
So if a Eureka Springs family calls Chief Hyatt about a little girl, grandma, disabled son, or student that's disappeared, he'll collect all the details, clothing worn, time and place last seen, then contacts A Child is Missing in Florida. A specialist there records a wireless phone message, which is placed up to 1,000 per 60 seconds, mobilizing entire neighborhoods. Alert recipients are asked to contact authorities with any information they may have. To date, law enforcement has credited A Child is Missing with more than 750 safe, assisted recoveries of children, disabled, and elders, as well as missing college students. And the average recovery time? Less than 1 hour. The alert has few restrictions and is easily activated. While it's the only program of its kind, it works with Amber Alert and other recovery programs. And because every minute in the United States one child is reported missing, Chief Hyatt says every technology ought to be used.
Why not use every resource that you can find? I think that if we can find five resources and utilize all five of them and contact more people, then maybe it will be a greater degree of success in the end.
Eureka Springs Police Chief Earl Hyatt is a total tech geek with his smartphone, laptop, and desktop computer, so he just can't help but investigate state-of-the-art technologies to assist his community. For example, last summer he signed up with Nixle, a wireless alert system for the Eureka Springs area. It was launched 2 years ago nationwide and has been adopted by over 1,000 cities. Authenticated agencies and community organizations can securely publish emergency alerts, advisories, community information, and local traffic reports, which are delivered via email or text to those who subscribe.
The Nixle is working great. The people that have subscribed to it are very happy with it. We're able to get out the advisories, the warnings, and everything. And, you know, I love it. I get it from the police department, and I get it from the County Office of Emergency Management. So, you know, if there's storming, if there's a tornado warning, if there's heat advisories, road closings, no matter what, then we get notified of that, and we know about it right away.
So what is Chief Hyatt's preferred messaging system?
I prefer text because I don't have a notification that I get emails, but I receive text everywhere that I go. And I you know, my phone dings, so I know that a text has come in. I can see that there's an alert. And so that's my preferred method.
And although Amber Alert now distributes wireless texts for callers who sign on to receive them, A Child is Missing is intensely localized. Plus, it's multilingual, and it's free. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.